Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roosh at WCUCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ in Aledo, and we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And today, Jim, you're going to share with us some resource information if you're feeling nostalgic or need to do some research or a combination of both. There's some interesting online availabilities there with some stuff that really is kind of cool, some videos and such. If you would, talk about this in depth.
Yeah, and I know, I think a lot of this speaks to the rural listening audience that we deal with. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, in conjunction with that, they do oral history projects that you can visit online, and it's oralhistory.illinois.gov. oralhistory.illinois.gov. I did a Title IX interview last week with a couple local people here, and got to looking on the state website, and they have a great oral history project on girls basketball in Illinois and kind of the Title IX movement in Illinois, and there's like 30 great interviews. I mean, they are in depth. It includes the audio interview, and then they have a transcript of the interview as well, and we're talking about some of these conversations are, you know, an hour 30 to 2 hours, so you can't, you know, do it all at once, but it's a great resource to reflect back on, because there's really some compelling stories, and you learn a lot. And then also with the Oral History Project, and again, it's oralhistory.illinois.gov, they have another great project involving school district reorganization. And we're very familiar with that in our area of the state with the co-ops we've dealt with and the consolidations. And it's both, you know, observations from pro-consolidation and those people that were against, you know, consolidation. So if you have time, again, it's oralhistory.illinois.gov, and they even have, they just posted a oral history project kind of on the backstory involving a lot of the different people involved within the Illinois High School Association. And each project, again, features about 30-some-odd in-depth interviews. It's really good stuff.
Oh, that's really cool. And I think sometimes we forget about the past, and to preserve it like that, that's great, so that generations ahead can kind of look back. Because many of the kids today that, say, go to Mercer County or West Carroll, they probably don't know much about the previous school districts. And it's kind of nice that that there is a resource out there to kind of keep those memories alive.
Yeah, and this is a perfect segue, because we were talking a little bit off the air. And there's another site that's been out there for 13 years, I think, and it just turned into like a labor of love for a couple of the site authors, and it's called Illinois High School Glory Days, and I think it memorializes some like 1,700 closed and defunct high schools. IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. These guys do it. They're just volunteers. They do it on their own. They're not paid for it, but it has all the backstories and all these close high schools. And I was telling you off the air that when I was looking at the site the other day, they put together a list of most popular mascot names of closed schools. You know what number one on the list is? Do you have a guess?
Trojans.
Nope. Eagles.
Eagles.
39 schools. Wildcats 2, Indians 3, Bulldogs 4, Tigers 5, Panthers 6, Trojans tied with Cardinals, Warriors 9, Red Devils 10, Pirates 11, Hornets 12, Comets 13, Hawks and Rams, and Vikings tied for 14th. All right, I want to see how much you know. The most unusual, unique mascot names of closed schools. This is, I guess they voted, the Glory Day staff voted on this. What do you think it is?
Oh, let's see. I would say maybe Green Dragons.
No, they didn't even make the top 10. And so I know a lot of the people here in town got to be upset about that. But the Dutch Masters, number one, Red Peppers 2, and I don't know what schools these were, the Hummers 3, the Artisans tied for 4th with the Leprechauns, the Kingfishers 6, the Cardinals 7, that's spelled with a U in the middle, the Speed Boys 8, the Gales We're not talking about Iona, apparently. The Gales, 9, and then tied for 10th, the Cobras, Firemen, Killers, and Shadows. I want a Speed Boy or Artisan sweatshirt for Christmas next year. But again, that's Illinois, hsglorydays.com. That is a really fun site to kind of bookmark. And once you go on it, man, you can spend a lot of time there. But anyway, those are some great resources. So oralhistory.illinois.gov and IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. All right, Brian Root, go ahead.
Jim, up here, the folks probably were listening for beavers because of Lanark. They were the Lanark Beavers. That didn't make the unusual list either.
No, they need the vote from you. He's Brian Roosh at WCCI Radio in Savannah, and I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.